Nora O'Donnell joins us inside the studio this morning. It's wonderful to have you inside the Glass and Closed Nerve Center. You feel all tingly that you're inside for the first time?
Well, there are the seven wonders of the world, and then there's the Glass and Closed Nerve Center.
It's so, such a neat place, and we're so happy to share it with you today.
Well, it's fun to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're talking politics this morning, and as we head into the fall campaign and elect a new president, we are all looking at some of the information that's coming in that will indicate that the economy and swing states are key. But whether that benefits President Obama's reelection or Mitt Romney's campaign for election is really up for debate right now. It's a fascinating campaign that's unfolding.
Look, we've seen a number of national poll numbers that show this is going to be a very tight race. I spoke with senior administration officials yesterday who expect this to be a very tight race. This is not going to be a contest that President Obama is going to walk away with. Interesting, though, as we see some of these national polls that suggest it's a tight race. More importantly, look what's happening in the battleground states, because that, at the end of the day, is what matters. Interestingly, there's a Quinnipiac poll out this morning that shows in Florida, Mitt Romney up 47-41. That's a huge swing from just months ago. And Florida, as we know, is a very important state.
You know what else was surprising in that Quinnipiac poll is that in all the states they looked at, Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, everybody wanted to overturn health care reform.
Look, this was going to be and will be a big issue in this race, and the Supreme Court decision is coming up. If they overturn the mandate that requires employers and employees to purchase health care, maybe this issue will be totally neutralized, right? And also, we know that Mitt Romney has supported a mandate in the past. I can tell you Mitt Romney is about to unveil his own health care proposal in the near future, so we're going to see a contrast on health care. I still think it comes up as a big issue, in part. The Republicans will continue to paint Barack Obama as someone who wants big government solutions on health care, on other issues. And then, of course, I think this issue about the economy is important, and whether President Obama's attacks on Mitt Romney and Bain Capital succeed. If they don't succeed, I think Mitt Romney could win this election.
You know, it's funny. There's a story in Politico this morning. Haley Barbour, the governor of Mississippi, a very well-known Republican, is almost surprised to say he thinks that Mitt Romney has a good chance to win in November. Even Republicans like him were unsure, but things have changed.
Things have changed. I mean, it was a brutal Republican primary process, and it really hurt Mitt Romney. It made him look weak to some degree. It made it look like he was the Massachusetts moderate, that conservatives didn't like him. His negative ratings were extremely high. I heard that from some of the president's top supporters, that could damage him in the general election. But Mitt Romney's numbers have sort of bounced back at this point. He's consolidated support. He raised $40 million in the last cycle, the last month. That kept on track with what President Obama raised. So he's growing into the role as the Republican nominee, right? And I think that's why this race is so tight and why there's a lot of people at the president's campaign headquarters in Chicago and at the White House who are concerned. This is going to be a tough race, not just fought on the issues and on the airwaves, but also on the ground. And President Obama's team says when it comes to the ground operation, they're spending a lot of money on people on the ground game. That's what gives them the advantage over what are the larger macro issues where people still feel a lot of pessimism about the economy.
Is it the Romney campaign winning the arguments or the Obama campaign losing them?
I think it's too soon to tell. You've got President Obama spending $25 million on television and radio ads, which are positive in nature. They're about his own biography. He's trying to reintroduce himself to the American people and explain things that maybe people they think have misinterpreted. On the flip side, you now have Romney, who has put about $1.5 million in positive ads, but he's also bearing a brunt of attacks on mostly cable and some about Bain. You know, Mitt Romney's pitching arm, he says that he's the businessman who can change around America. The Democrats are trying to say, this is not a businessman. This is a guy who was interested in investing in companies, and he would profit whether they failed or whether they succeeded. He would let the workers, left workers holding the bag if that company did not succeed. Can they show that Mitt Romney is an empty suit, that he's not a real businessman, that the experience he has can't turn around the country? I think that's central to this campaign.
Yeah, I think you're right. So the question we get asked all the time is, what time do we get up? Because we're here really early in the morning, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. I bet you're asked a lot, how many hours do you work every week covering the White House? How many?
It's a fair number. You know, a lot of it is travel, traveling around with the president and, you know, work on weekends. So I think it's a good thing not to count the number of hours, right? That could lead to depression, right? The point is to enjoy it, right? And try and spend as much time with the family as possible, but enjoy the job.
Well, it seems like you do, and you do a great job.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you in here. Yeah. Nora O'Donnell, CBS News White House correspondent with us.